And we are back with BRX Pro Tips. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you. Lee, let's get tactical for a minute, and let's talk about some equipment specifically for this one. Let's talk about the recommended microphone for this thing of ours.
Now, when I first started this, I thought, you know what? I'm only buying mics once. I'm going to go and get the best possible mic, and I'm going to spend money to get the best that I can buy. So I went into a microphone store, a guitar center, and asked them, okay, what are the best mic you have? And they sent me home with a condenser mic. I think it was $500.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, this is what you need. So as soon as I got it into the studio, I bought, I think, three or four at the time, brought in the studio, started doing this, and I'm hearing sounds, and I'm picking up sounds from all over the planet. It's pulling air conditioners. It's pulling people walking down the halls. It's pulling all kinds of sounds, because that's what those microphones are built for. They're built for soundproof rooms where the only thing that they're capturing is your voice or your instrument. So that was a learning curve that I'm recommending none of you make unless you're in a soundproof environment. So we use condenser mics. Those are the mics that are dynamic mics.
Right,
we use dynamic
right.
mics. And those are the mics that a singer uses on stage. And the reason that they work well in our environment is that it only picks up the voice. It doesn't pick up all that background noise as much as the other microphones do. So those are only like $100. And so you don't have to get the best, but you can get the best dynamic mic, and you probably spend around $100 for that.